credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman. We're talking about the effects of oil on the economy. And, well, Bob, tell us your take on what's going on. Certainly everything we hear is that, certainly the housing mess is not over with. Certainly more and more foreclosures, more and more people walking away from their loans. More and more of our major banks are having problems. My goodness, even Lehman Brothers, traditionally a very, very a solid bank, is having large write-offs, aren't they?
Well, I think I think Lehman Brothers is going to have to break up and be split up. And I think probably J.P. Morgan and the Fed will be at the forefront of doing that again. And they have some genuine problems. And I don't think that they're solvable. And so I think Lehman Brothers will be out of the picture. And I think that there'll be more after that as well. The only thing that is keeping this whole thing afloat is the discount window, which is open to banks only, and it's a secret as to who gets the money and how much they get. Then there's the auctions, which are held each month, which are over $220 billion. And so the Fed is injecting $400 to $500 billion a month into the economy in order for these firms to stay afloat. Otherwise, they'd have to go into bankruptcy. And so probably half the banks and financial houses in America might very well go under without that money. And so the whole system is precariously perched. And I think that in time, it'll probably come unglued, unfortunately. And we'll head into a depression when deflation takes over, and that's probably 2 or 3 years down the line. In the meantime, they just keep on increasing money and credit at 16, 17, 18, 20%, somewhere in there.
Well, now, of course, your latest newsletter talked about, about they'd actually seem to have been cutting back on the M3. It was at about 18%. And the last one you were talking about, I think, about 16. Is it a little over 16? Or where are we standing? Are they beginning to cut back on the currency and the credit available?
Well, right now it's around 17. And, of course, it varies each week. And some people are calling it at 16, some at 18. One at 20. There's only about four people that I know of who put out that kind of information. And so it's just not good. And that means inflation's going to be over 15% by the time the year is out. And I've got it pegged to 12 5/8. And I think after the June figures come out and they see the jump in inflation, because the BLS, Mickey Mouse, the figures on the cost of oil and energy products in their last set of figures, and I think they're going to come out in June. They're going to have to increase them. So there'll be a big jump in the CPI, which is the inflation index. And so I think from there until the end of the year that you're going to see higher inflation, people can recognize, although they know it's there anyway, and the government hasn't admitted to it. They're going to have to start admitting to it, at least in part. And so we're headed on a steamroller, and it's the only way that the Fed and other central banks can keep the system from collapsing.
Well, certainly the Bank for International Settlements had come out with a report here this last week or so, really very, very pessimistic as far as the world economy and certainly the U.S. economy. What was that all about?
Well, I think that they just couldn't avoid saying what they were saying. As far as they're concerned, the only people who ever pay any attention to what they do are bankers and Wall Street types, just a smidgen of the public. So they can say things and believe that it's not going to get very far. You know, it's just like when we have a program, we're only going to reach a certain audience. And that's it. And they're in the same boat. So they obviously wanted to come out and say, you know, you've overdone it, and there's going to be problems.
Yeah, for our listeners out there, the Bank for International Settlements is a central bank or central bank. It's over in, I believe, in, is it Bern, Switzerland? I think it is. And certainly, they are certainly the sort of the center of the whole world central banking system. So when they speak, or at least we ought to listen. The average individual doesn't even know what the BIS is, but this is the central banker's central bank. And believe me, the central bankers are the ones working behind this whole scam. And, of course, what they're going to do is end up with them in a good position and the people impoverished. And right now, of course, they're selling their gold. And you can be sure that their friends are buying it up in preparation for, you know, bringing out a new currency. And when they destroy our old currency, everything you have that's mediated in dollars, your insurance policies, your pensions, your life savings, your CDs, all of these things are going to be wiped out, and the average individual has no idea what's happening.
Well, I agree with that, and there's no reason for it, because most everybody knows that inflation is higher than what our government is saying it is, and with that to give impetus to further thought in the matter, I think that they should be able to discover the other problems that are going on as well. But most people say, I just don't want to know. I don't want to worry my poor little head about something like that. And the way of life that Americans and Europeans and Canadians have had is over. And it's going to continue to degenerate over a period of time. And, you know, all the things that people have had and the things that they could do are in part not going to be available to them anymore because they won't be able to afford it.
And, you know, I think the hardest thing for an average individual to realize, Bob, is that they are intensely trying to lower our living standards and impoverish our people, so because they believe in equality throughout the world. I mean, why should we have so much when the people, in Cambodia and the people in Malawi are so poor? And they want equality. In fact, they say so in the Earth Charter, equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And how do we get, equitable distribution between ourselves and the people living in Malawi? Why, we lower the living standards of the American people. That's what it's all about. The Earth Charter, point 10A, get it, look at it, read it, weep, and then help us get the information out. And these people are so crass. I mean, they're so self-confident, they'll write it out there. I mean, here are some of the richest men in the world writing this thing out, the plan for our future. But, of course, they figure the American people will never understand what it's about. Or certainly, as Lenin said, and certainly Alan Greenspan quotes him in his book, The Age of Turbulence, the best way to destroy a nation is to debase the currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's taking place. Well, certainly what's happening as far as the economy overall, Bob? My understanding is, of course, with the lower value of the dollar, some of our industries picking up. Is that really true? And we're still, in what about 20% of the industrial capacity of the world, or is that really declining rapidly?
Well, the estimates I'm getting 11-13%. And so it's much worse than that. Than 20%. Our top was in about 1980. It was about 25-28%, and we degenerated from there. And they just destroyed the manufacturing base. The only way we can get it back is to go in and implement the tariffs, and that's what we need. And the current Congress, unless we were to get rid of almost all of them, won't do anything because, again, the Illuminists control them, and the chances of getting trade barriers is small. But if we had them, we had trade barriers, what would happen is that the cost of a good manufactured, say, in China, would have a tariff which would make it equal to the cost of making that implement in that product in the United States. And then there would be a somewhat level playing field. And yes, it would be inflationary to the United States, but inflation we can put up with, we're going to get it anyway. And so that inflation argument doesn't hold water at all.
And,
because of what's going on. So it's very, very important we get tariffs because businesses would be forced to come back to the United States, particularly former American businesses and foreign businesses that were manufacturing outside the United States and had never previously manufactured in the United States would be tempted as well to go into the United States.
And, of course, what's going to happen, of course, as far as those goods coming from China, they're going to come by ship. And, of course, the price of the oil that they burn in most of these diesel ships is going to go up astronomical. So that means the prices are going to go up of the goods that are coming into the United States anyway. So people don't talk about these things. But, you know, certainly, the rising prices do not produce inflation. Rising prices are a direct result of the amount of money and credit that the government produces. So, I mean, it is not the goods coming in here that cost more. It is the fact that they're actually increasing the amount of money in our circulation that is creating the inflation and the rising prices that we would see as a result of doing away with globalization would simply be a reflection of doing away with globalization. But we must do away with globalization if we're going to survive as a nation. Bob makes that point over and over again. You cannot have a sovereign nation unless you can control your borders, unless you can control the inflow of goods from other nations. Believe me, other countries protect themselves. It's just our leaders who want to betray the American people. We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapin. We're talking about what's happening financially. And, of course, we find that the sales of a lot of our major chain stores are down. They're not doing as well. Certainly Home Depot is not opening as many stores as they'd planned. Many of our major chain stores, certainly Sears and the others, are just not having the sales they have in the past. What does that indicate to you, Bob, and really how bad is it, commerce here in the United States?
Well, I think that for all of the above reasons, simply inflation, higher food prices, the higher energy prices, and of course today they're talking about 30% increases in the cost of utilities, and so people have less money to spend. And I think that a lot of people in the last few months, maybe since even last August, have been putting more on their credit cards. And I think there's going to be a moment of truth here when the figures come out for June, July, August. And I think people in the financial world are going to realize that the next bubble that's going to burst is this credit card industry. And that means banks are going to take some pretty tough hits. And it also means there's going to be a lot of personal bankruptcies. It also means there's going to be less consumption. And less consumption means higher unemployment. And it all feeds on itself, unfortunately. And so I think that's where we're headed with this. And I think that's the next bomb to drop. Sooner or later, the stock market's going to go down, probably after the election, although it's been treading water here for the last couple of years like it did back in 02 and 03. And I think that once the stock market does fall next year, we'll have another bubble to deal with, and that'll be the pension bubble, when pension funds, because bonds and stocks have gone down, are only getting half of the income which they did previously, and perhaps as much as half of their investments could be wiped out just by the Dow going back to 7268, where it was in 2001. And I must admit the pension system is in somewhat better shape today than it was then, but it doesn't alter the fact that it could go back there with 40 to 50% losses, which means they're not going to be able to adequately fund their retirement plans. And that could mean, in time, that they would cut back on the payouts to retirees. And if that happened, I would imagine that government would also cut the payouts for Social Security. At the same time, we could still be in a stagflation phase, which is stagnation and inflation at the same time, but sooner or later, we would graduate into a deflationary environment. And that's where it's all leading. And so, that's why I've told people for so long, get out of debt, get food put away like you advertise on Ready Reserve, and have a way to purify water, and a way to defend your family. And those are very important things. They're insurance policies. And then once you've done that, maybe you want to invest in gold and silver. But the point is, start getting ready, because we're already headed downhill.
I certainly agree, and I think it's so vitally important that people begin making those preparations that Bob keeps talking about. Well, certainly, as far as the construction, home construction, I was just talking to a fellow over there in Nevada. He says he's still got a job. In fact, he just got a promotion, got a raise there. I think he actually works on air conditioning. But my understanding is that, you know, in some areas of Nevada, people are just moving out, that they really are having problems, especially in Las Vegas, or they're just getting pretty much overbuilt. What about some of those big condominium projects that they were putting in there? Are those selling out, or are they sitting on those trying to figure out what they're going to do with them?
Well, some of them have been canceled. But most of them have gone forward. And they're, you know, we're waiting for another cycle that would allow them to be able to sell these investments that these builders have made. I think they're going to have to wait a long time, perhaps as long as 10 years. And that means there's a good chance many of these builders could go bankrupt. The bank gets stuck with them. The bank takes losses. And the bank collapses.
Well, you have a list of banks that are in trouble and banks that are good. Are those available?
No, but there is ways that you can check on banks.
I'm just wondering about our local bank.
We put that in the International Forecaster before.
And where can we find that? Can we get that information?
I'd have to email it to you. I don't know what the address is.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and hopefully subscribe to it, because I will tell you, I look forward twice a week to getting Bob's information. It's about 25 to 30 pages, fascinating information, keep you on the cutting edge of what's going on. So go ahead, Bob, why don't you tell them about the International Forecaster?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, as you said, Stan, 25 to 30 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to go to our site on the Internet, where you could get a free introductory copy, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, forecaster.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
Okay, very good. Well, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Certainly, we want our listeners to understand that we are facing probably the worst financial crisis of our lifetime. Well, of course, I lived through the Great Depression. I was very, very young at the time. I remember we had a house. It cost $3,000. My dad worked for $100 a month, and that was considered pretty good pay at that time. People could never imagine anything similar happening at this time, but I believe that there is an organized effort to create a problem that will be far, far worse than the Depression, because at least in those days, we had a solid currency. We had money of real value. Today, our money is worthless, and what we're really maybe well be facing is this complete destruction of the money, which is the basis of our financial system. When that happens, why, of course, it'll simply wipe out a lot the life savings of so many of our people and their pensions and their, their insurance policies, anything that's denominated in dollars. What do you think about insurance policies? Nobody ever talks about that, Bob.
I feel that younger people should buy decreasing term insurance. It's also called mortgage insurance. You buy pure insurance for the most important years of your life, and the premiums are very reasonable. I don't know what they are today, but you can probably get $500,000 insurance, I'll guess at $2,500 a year. And maybe a listener knows better than I what the numbers are, because I haven't had an insurance license for 25 years, but I used to have one. And I found that I thought that that was the best way, is to use pure insurance, you know, for those needs from the time that you and perhaps even your wife would have a policy like that for the years that most important for you and your children, and that would be between the birth of children and probably about 22 or 23 years old. And so I think that's the best way to approach insurance, at least on a life insurance basis. And if people have money to invest, from time to time there's places like they can put it. Today they can go into gold and silver related assets. Maybe another time they do something else.
Okay, fine. Well, Chris, right now, Chris, it's interesting that gold was up fairly strongly this morning, as was silver, and then I noticed that they bashed it back down again.
Yeah, well, it ended up $11 or $12 up on the day.
Right.
Which is okay, but it was up as much as 21. And yes, they do their thing. The dollar was off today. It was the first rather large loss in 4 or 5 days. It'll be interesting to see what tomorrow brings. But every time that they get, you know, gold moving back up again, people who hold dollars, every time they get the dollar moving back up again, people who call hold dollars come in and bash it because they don't want them. So, you know, any rally that they get going gets short-circuited. And that's why they're continually in the gold and silver markets trying to keep them down so people won't think that there's something wrong. And, of course, there's something dramatically wrong. And that's the way our government lies to the people. In fact, our government lies about just about anything that they have come in contact with. And they also, we have a culture today that lying is politically and socially acceptable. And so throughout the entire corporate world, you have everybody lying all the time, just like government. So it's acceptable that everybody should be a liar. And that's the kind of thing we're dealing with, and that's why your program is so important, because we deal with truth here. We don't lie to people. And you're not going to get it much, you know, many other places.
Well, I think it's vitally important that the average listener out there really understands what is going on. And there is an organized effort, in my opinion, to destroy the value of the dollar. Inflation of 18% means that you have pretty well destroyed the dollar, you know, at least lose half of its value in about 5 years. And certainly with that, of course, would come the, you know, the destruction. Let's imagine you have an insurance policy that you bought so that you could look after your family. But the dollars in that insurance policy are declining in value at the same rate as the rest of the dollars. So you cash it in, you got a $200,000, $500,000 insurance policy. Why, down the line, it may not buy you much of anything. This is what people really don't understand. This is why you have to be in tangibles rather than in dollars, when the dollar simply has nothing behind it other than the integrity of government. And, of course, you can tell when a government politician is lying because his lips are moving. So we have to understand, we're going to have to look after ourselves. The average American is totally unprepared for this sort of a situation. The old concept, it was as sound as a dollar. Well, of course, the dollar doesn't sound very good to me at the present time. What do you think, Bob?
I agree, and I agree with you conceptually on the insurance, especially insurance that invests, which is life insurance. And, you know, they supposedly guarantee a return, but, you know, insurance companies can go bankrupt, and they also can have state legislatures change the amount of return that they promise to another amount so they can stay in business. So insurance companies aren't all what they seem to be. And so, yes, maybe if you got $500,000 worth of decreasing term insurance and you used it 10 years from now, it might be worth $30,000. That's true. But for those who feel I must have something, that would be the way to go, not in life policies, not in annuities. And I followed this for a long, long time, and I came to that conclusion.
I think you're absolutely right. I certainly agree with Bob. I think that if you're young, you need to have that, you know, because you might die tomorrow, and certainly even though the value of the money in that policy is going down, you need something. I mean, after all, it's not that expensive to take it out. That's protection for your family. But looking at it in the long run, understand, of course, that they have a regular life insurance policy or an annuity. Why, of course, you're just asking to be fleeced. Well, you know, certainly as we see what's happening to our automotive industry, they're in terrible straits, aren't they, Bob?
They are, and now I see that even successful foreign firms are cutting back on production, like Toyota. And so it's a syndrome, not only here, but in Europe and Canada as well, that new car sales are falling off and that it'll probably spread. New car sales should have really started falling off 5 years ago. But they were giving cars away for years. And that's why they've lost so much money, just to keep the assembly line going until they could transfer it to Mexico or China or wherever they're going to send it. And so I think vehicle production in the next few years could be down substantially.
Well, in my understanding, we have the capacity. We've been making about 18 million vehicles a year, and now it's going to talk about 14 million for this coming year. That's a considerable drop, and I feel that may just be the tip of the iceberg. I think that certainly we're going to have more and more problems. People are not going to be able to afford their new cars. Apparently, the used car lots, you know, of repossessed cars are just overbrimming. And even China, I understand that China's lost almost 50% of the value of its stock market. Is that really true?
Actually, it's closer to 55.
55%.
And, and India's gotten hit pretty hard as well.
And so if you listen to the pundits who said, oh, buy in China, that's the way to really get ahead, why, of course, did they tell us, oh, Warren Buffett's saying this? Don't believe what they're saying. Warren Buffett's too smart to get stuck in something like that.
Well, they all make mistakes.
Sure.
And Jimmy Rogers is very bullish on the Asian markets, particularly China, and he's been wrong about that,
sure.
But, you know, you can't be right about everything.
No.
He's been right about the stock market and, the commodity market. And, Buffett is an insider, and so he knows everything that's going on. So for him to perform in an excellent manner as an investor is not difficult.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to the other commodities now? Of course, we know what's going to happen to gold and silver. What about the other commodities? What about copper and nickel and zinc and those things? Are they potentially a good investment, or should we just sit on the sidelines for the time being?
Well, I think the base metals are going to go higher. I think copper could go to $6. It's almost double what it is now. To be super conservative, we'll say $5. And it closed at $3.66 today. So, you know, a reach to $5 isn't all that far. And I think other base metals could rally again. I think it depends upon expansion more in the third world than it does anything else. Because what's going on in the first world is in a degenerative process. We see 50% less homes being built, and we really need 70 to 75%. Less homes being built. If you notice today, they come out with the figures from the National Association of Home Builders, and they hit a low of 18, and that low was matched 17 from 18. That low was matching last December. And all of the figures in that area are down, and they're going to continue to go down. The inventories are, I don't know, depending upon where you go, they're anywhere between 12-month sales all the way up to 15 months. And it's going to be a long, long time before real estate recovers, and it's got a long way to go on the downside, another 50 or 60%, depending upon where you live, how much it went up, how much it's come down, you know, it'll vary. But the former 30 hot areas will go down 35 to 40%, and the super hot areas, Southern California, Nevada, Arizona, and a handful of others, they'll go down more than that.
Well, I simply look forward to seeing how far they're going to go. I think an awful lot of people are going to get awfully badly hurt. And, Chris, you know, the other thing is, and I think George Soros said it quite well, is that things always go further than you anticipate. In other words, when you have a housing bubble, it goes up higher than you anticipate. You have a stock market bubble, it goes up far higher than you anticipate. But when they drop, things drop a lot further than you would think they would. Do you think that's a possibility with the price of housing?
Absolutely. And George Soros thought the same thing when he went to court in Paris and was convicted of stock fraud. And he appealed and lost his conviction stuck. And he's very upset about that because he said, I didn't do anything anybody else didn't do. But anyway, things seem to mount up sometimes. But yes, markets always do things that they should not do. They go up too high and they go down too low. And after 50 years in the markets, I would say that not only will we base out in a few years in real estate, we'll bump along the bottom for 5 or 10, 20 years. Who knows?
And that's the thing. The average American says, oh, we're going to come back again. Without understanding, our leaders don't want us to come back. They want to impoverish our people because where they're really interested is helping people in other countries because their loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream. And they want to raise the living standards in Malawi and certainly in Lesotho and in Nepal. To do that, they have to lower our living standards. And once people understand that, then so much of what's going on really begins to make sense. And you can anticipate what the future holds and make your plans accordingly.
Well, I think that's an excuse. What they really want is to, as you've said and I have said before, and that is to destroy the underpinnings of the Western world economies. Right. And I think that this ethanol situation and excess speculation in the markets that are commodities for food, I think that's being used to eliminate the excess population in the third world. In other words, kill off several hundred million people.
Well, I think we're going to see real food shortages. You're certainly talking to the farmers in the Middle West. They tell me they can't get the crops in because of the flooding there. And those people who did have their crops in, you know, they've been flooded out. They're going to have to plant new crops. You plant them at this time of year, of course, when the little plants start coming up, and then you get the heat of August. Why? It just burns them, and they're going to have marked decrease in crop, in wheat and other production this year, wheat, soybeans, things of that sort, and corn. And then, of course, we're going to use a third of our corn for ethanol. What sort of madness is that? And then, of course, the price of chickens goes up, the price of eggs goes up, the price of dairy products goes up, and people say, gee, how is this happening? And there's no problem facing America today that a new government program won't make worse. And a perfect example is the ethanol program, where it takes more energy to produce the ethanol than the ethanol produces. And we think that we're solving this. Boy, Bob, you got 30 seconds to wrap up the program.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And it's interesting that the Lima meeting on food and international needs for feeding people, everybody agreed that ethanol should be curtailed. But nothing was passed.
Right.
Because they were told, we don't want that. We want ethanol. We want to get rid of these people.
Right. And I think there really is a genocidal program out there. We call it Mendare. Call it genocide. God bless. Talk to you later.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy,
877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, this is the time when I really need to suggest if you haven't already made your preparation for the difficult times that lie ahead, you need to get the video we carry called Sheltering in Place. You need to get the book entitled Nuclear War Survival Skills. That's Nuclear War Survival Skills. The book Making the Best of Basics and our 4-tape set on civilian defense. In other words, just things that you really need to think about. Should the unthinkable happen? But I think it's going to happen because I believe God's going to bring his judgment on this country. The other thing is you ought to start laying in a supply of long-term storage food. And if you have not laid in a supply, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and certainly you can get a catalog, or if you've already got a catalog, don't put it off. Go ahead and get the things ordered, or you can get buckets for storing food. In fact, I talked to Dave Sibley today, and he said he can't afford to. Well, he could do it. He could go ahead and put up 5 gallons of rice, but it would cost so much to ship. And, of course, with the shipping costs going up, why he doesn't, you know, it would cost an equal amount to ship the rice to you as you could buy it for at your Costco. But we do carry the containers. If you want to get those containers, I think they're almost $10 each. But in the long run, they're 5 gallons. They've got a screw-on lid with a good seal on them. A great thing to have. So if you want to get the containers, plastic containers, 5-gallon containers, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then we hope that, of course, many of you will also want to if you already have the forms, why, fill them out, get them to us. If you haven't, we'll be glad to send you a catalog for long-term emergency storage food, 1-800-544-8927. David Sibley, who is Ready Reserve Food, called me this morning and said, tell your people to get their supplies in. He's just put out $250,000, so we'll have the food on hand. They won't have the long waits we've had in the past, which is, they've been, you know, frustrating for our people, but he claims that within a couple of weeks they'll be able to actually get their shipments out within a week. But remember, the price of shipping is going up. Do not wait. In fact, the people who've waited, because the shipping has gone up twice over the past 3 or 4 months simply because of the increasing price of diesel, and it's only going to get worse. Now, if you haven't heard our 4-tape set on the oil deception, you need to get it. It's based on Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy non-crisis, but you can't buy the book anymore. Somebody bought them all up off of Amazon. Isn't that interesting? I wonder who bought up all those copies of Lindsay Williams' book, None Dare Call It, the Energy Non-Crisis. There's one up in eBay for $195. So if you got your book, hang on to it. Now, you can, of course, still pull it down off the Internet. I don't know how long that's going to be available. If they take it down, why? We will provide you copies of the book. We actually can print them up for you, but would have to charge you a fair amount. You can get them on the Internet right now. Then we'll be also carrying Lindsay Williams' talk on the energy non-crisis. That'll be available on DVD in just maybe a week or two. But certainly you want to get the four-tape set, The Oil Deception. And you need to help us get the truth out about what's really going on. Certainly our Saturday program we just pre-recorded is going to be Talk on Oil. We'll have a couple of programs there. And we're going to start actually posting those up on the Internet. Our Saturday programs will be going onto the Internet starting in about 2 weeks. We're also posting our 3 o'clock program up there. We want you to get this information and get the information out for us. So please remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and won't get much accomplished. Programs are available archived. They're available on MP3. They're available on a live lead to the satellite 9 hours a day for Radio Liberty and Power Hour 9 hours a day. Chuck Krismeyer 3 hours a day. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you want to get this on satellite, you can do that as well. Just give us a call. We'll get to the numbers. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious...